producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that host and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's the beginning of hour two here on Saturday night for the... And I'm not supposed to say this. I'm not allowed to say this, but, oh, wait a minute. I forgot. It's the hostile takeover. I've taken over the program, Baldwin McCullough Live, as we completely zoom in the fast lane here in hour two on the most supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, fantastic, intergalactic radio experience you can have anywhere in any time or space. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, the greatest radio talk show program in existence known to humankind, or even Matt Damon as a Martian in the future. This is the stuff Kevin hates. This is just what KMC wants to pull the rest of his hair out about. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Now, one of our callers, Mike, said... Yeah, and some bodybuilding police officer, and I was concerned whether or not that police officer has a MyPillow, quite frankly. If he's lifting weights excessively, then he might have all kinds of neck problems, shoulder problems, difficulty sleeping, and MyPillow is the most intergalactic, fabulous outer space pillow that you ever had in your whole life. Can you tell I'm making this up as I go along here, Ivan, Jackie, Nick? I'm winging this one. But no, seriously, Mike Lindell, I think they're up over like 7 million pillows this guy has sold. It's MyPillow.com. I sleep with three of them. Kevin's family sleeps with all of them. Their whole family's got them. Everybody on the team here at Baldwin McCullough Live, everybody's got the MyPillow. Everybody says... Haven't met one person. Went to the world's largest pillow fight that was held by Mike in Minneapolis. That was fun. All those people, 6,000 people with MyPillows. I haven't had one person say that it did not improve their quality of sleep and particularly neck pain, things like that, little achy cramps from sleeping with a crick neck, things like that. It's just MyPillows. Really helping people get a much, much, much better quality, deeper level of healthy sleep. That's the most important kind. If you want to call 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, you can use the promo codes KMC or STVB. Number again, 800-506-2641. MyPillow is the product. Promo codes KMC or STVB. Go on out there and get yourself one of these pillows, guys, because it's really less than a lot of people. All righty. Back to the phone lines. Oh, boy, it's beginning hour two. I got to go with Gino on line one. Mr. Gino, what say you about a young Ahmed Mohammed, sir?
I think you're going to know what I'm going to say, but if this is truly a hostile takeover, then you should let me be with you for the rest of the second hour. Because we got to push Kevin Nancy Boy McCullough out once and for all. Okay. He left you all by yourself, man. And yeah, you're going down for the third time. You know what I'm saying? I'm your lifesaver tonight. I could do the whole second hour for free, F-R-E-E, your favorite four-letter word. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I got the experience on the topic at hand. If you intend to do the whole second hour about how this little punk kid bought a fake bomb and how he should have been arrested, just like the cop did, then I'm your Huckleberry, bro. Right. Otherwise, if you want to have me for just 2 or 3 minutes, I'll say what I have to say, and then you're on your own. Goodbye. So here's the deal. Give me your answer, Stevie B. You want me to be your emergency calls for the rest of this hour, or am I just going to say what I'm going to say, and then I hang up on you?
Gino, if I understand everything correctly, you've called into the program, and if my assessment is correct, you're doing a hostile takeover of the hostile takeover. Is that what's happening here?
I'm making you an offer you shouldn't refuse.
Whoa!
The Godfather.
Whoa!
Understand? So what's it going to be, bro?
Well, Gino, I have to stay within tradition of quality talk radio.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Here's what that means, Gino. Here's what that means.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
We want to give these other callers a chance as well, but I will say this. If I say over the air later that I'd like you to call back in, would you call back in?
No, it's a one-time shot deal. Just like the art of the deal, which are Trump's a friend. You know, I told you to pass along my phone number, but you apparently lost it. And now he's going to
That if you're giving me a choice to allow for a hostile takeover to happen of the hostile takeover, well, then I'll have to decline. I apologize.
Well, I was just going to be your conservative Che Guevara, but that's it for you, man.
I mean, you know, I've been telling people...
I'll save you for a couple of minutes.
I've been telling people for 49 years I only look stupid. But you can't fool me, Gino. Thank you for the call. You can't fool me. I only look stupid. And there's no such thing as a guy like you coming along. I know you. You're a tough guy. We love you. But I ain't no rocket scientist. But Gino, come on. I'm doing a hostile takeover. You can't do a hostile takeover of my hostile takeover, Gino. You know what's going to happen, right? We're going to do the show again. Kevin's going to come back. Gino's going to go. And Kevin's just going to let Gino just, like, eat me for lunch next time we do the show. Let's go to Pam as well if we have enough time. Somebody let me know how much time we got. Let's go to Pam.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Pam. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Thanks for your call. What do you think about all this?
Well, I'm just very grateful that you're giving me a chance to vent because I haven't heard this side of the discussion. And if I could say what I'm about to say in capital letters, that would express to you how I feel. I can't believe the mixed messages we are getting. Have people forgotten 9/11 and how we were told to be vigilant if we saw something that was fishy? We should just to be on the safe side.
Oh, sure.
We should let people know. The teacher in a school, especially a school, after all the school shootings that we've had, did absolutely the right thing, considering the dangerous times we live in.
Absolutely.
So didn't President Obama go to Sandy Hook, and wasn't he horribly upset about what happened there?
Excellent point.
The Pope is coming to Philadelphia. I live in a suburban area outside of Philadelphia. And you would not believe what we hear on the news every day about the precautions that they are taking. There's already been someone who has been, I think, arrested for making a threat on the Pope's life.
Sure.
The security we're going to have here is over the top, and it's probably justified. I cannot recognize an explosive device, and I don't think most teachers can, nor a regular policeman on the beat, unless he's part of the bomb squad.
Right.
In the Middle East, women are strapped with explosive devices. When that Mike, I think it was, said that this is a little boy, well, little women, short women, are strapped with explosive devices.
Sure.
Does he think that that can't happen here, too? If I were a policeman, I wouldn't have wanted to be assigned to that 911 call that came in from that school. Mm-hmm. And I am probably sure that the young boy didn't realize what he did because he is the age that he is. And he probably was very scared, and maybe that's why he couldn't make any answers, because he's surrounded by police, and everyone is making a huge thing of this. But he doesn't right. realize the times that we live in, nor does Mike, who called in earlier. I believe it was Mike.
I agree with you.
I think all of these people did the right things, and for them to be disrespected by the president of the United States for being yep. careful and for yep. doing what's told to do by the president of the United States to be vigilant, it's just such, I'm making a circle here, what mixed yeah. messages we are getting.
Yeah. Pam, thanks for the call. Thank you so very much. You know, all over the subways in New York City, there's posters everywhere. They say, if you see something, say something. That's a national campaign. So this young man, unfortunately, decides to create something that causes all of this havoc. And the president says, bring your clock to the White House. And Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, he says, yeah, bring it here, too. We'll be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good evening.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373. Stephen Baldwin, per as usual on occasion, doing the hostile takeover of the greatest radio program in the intergalactic experience. Boy, this has been very interesting. Program's been going back and forth and back and teetering and tottering and twittering, and Kevin's not here. That's really all that matters to me. I mean, thank you for everybody holding on the lines. The number is 888-340-3373. We're going to get to you guys in 1 second. But I got to just digress. This is what Kevin dreads, is when I see a shiny object off in my peripheral. But really, true, like you'll never know. Like it's some kind of a sick Freudian, deep inner emotional anguish I have of being like the youngest of six children. That finally, when Kevin McCullough gets the sniffles, I get to do the hostile takeover. And it's just my way of, you know, it's my way of how, like, when my Pomeranian like growls at me. It's a Pomeranian. You know what I mean? So now Kevin's home listening to this, and I'm like, you know, but he doesn't mind, because now the amount of time I allow that shiny object to distract me is growing less and less and less. So welcome to the Hostile Takeover. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough is not in tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Now, I don't know who's on the lines. Let me see here. I love that. Look at how old school we are. We're so fabulous. Let's just go to Jackie. Whoever's been holding the longest between George, Frank, and Chris. Whoever's been holding the longest, put them through. Let them say hello.
Hello, Mr. Baldwin.
Yeah, who am I speaking with, please?
Oh, this is George in Long Island, 970.
Oh, outstanding, George. We love 970. That's our favorite. The answer.
Okay, quick. I'll be quick. First, I want to congratulate you on your coup d'etat. Second, I want to correct you. The only tough guys are in the joint or in the grave, okay? Getting back to the subject matter about the kid, the cop made a mistake. He didn't accidentally step on his hands and break every bone and every finger. Now, as far as the kid goes, it's only one of two ways. Either he was an idiot pulling a prank, or maybe he was coerced on social media to test the water, because Texas is a target by the Muslim jihadists.
Right.
Finally, Obama wants to invite him to the White House. There are a bunch of 7- and 10-year-old kids in Iran who are being trained to walk across the minefields in Iraq in the name of Allah. So after one of these kids does his job, maybe Obama can invite that body part over.
Yeah. Brother, thanks for the call. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And this young man, Ahmed Mohammed, 14-year-old schoolboy in Texas, puts together a clock, like a almost a hobby-slash-science project. And apparently it resembles, with great detail, some kind of a device that could be dangerous. And we have this reaction now where the kid was thrown out of school for 3 days. He was taken into custody, and this and apparently the reaction was now being perceived, as I understand it, in the majority, the perception is that a lot of the country feel as though law enforcement down in Texas completely blew the opportunity, overreacted. In fact, the President of the United States tweets at the kid, "Cool clock, Ahmed. Why don't you bring it over here to the White House?" And then Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, the owner, founder, says, good for you, Ahmed. Keep your chin up. I paraphrase. But you keep exploring and being curious about the sciences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm just, again, this is why Kevin enjoys my Stevie B-ness. For the life of me, I can't figure this out. And I might even play the video again in a little bit, just so I can be sure I'm not crazy. But there's a law in Texas that says if you build something similar to the device that this young man built and brought to a public school, and it causes a certain reaction, you have broken the law. But the president invites him to the White House and Zuckerberg to Facebook. I mean, somebody needs to explain that. Somebody needs to explain that, no, young man, what you did was wrong. It broke the law, whether it was intentional or not, or this, it doesn't matter. And yes to Pam, in the wake of all the violence that has happened in our school system in America in the last 10 years, does anybody remember Columbine? Even if they went too far, even if they overreacted, amen. We don't live in an America anymore where some kid can make that mistake and we just look at it casually and say, oh well. He's just a kid. Absolutely not. We do not look at it that way, in my opinion. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. How much time we got, kiddies? Thank you, Nikki. All right, throw somebody at me on the phone, dang it. I don't care who it is. Just get them on the phone. Had it with all
this.
This
is Frank.
Frank, talk to me, brother. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, listen, Stephen, I would suggest two things to you. I would suggest that when we as a collective Americans are scared of our own shadow, the terrorists have won the war. But I would also suggest to you that we've brought this on ourselves by trying to fight a politically correct war against terrorism. I would take the Gene Simmons of KISS approach.
Wow.
He said early on that I would not only go there and exterminate their terrorists, but I would exterminate their cockroaches. So they wouldn't dare stick their head out of their hole ever again. But because we haven't done that, and we've been hamstringed by liberal political correctness, we're now paying the price for it because we're scared of our shadow when some kid brings a clock to school.
Excellent point, Frank. Yep. Well, Frank, you know, thanks for your call, brother. We hear from Frank quite often. Another one of our somewhat more intelligent individuals who listens to our program. Yes, Frank. Yeah, sure. We're scared of our own shadows. And it is political correctness. That's the problem. It's totally political correctness. Well, listen, I'm just grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank God nothing bad happened. But certainly I don't agree with the idea that the president and Mr. Zuckerberg just turn around and just pat this kid on the back without any other statement about it, recognizing it was foolish.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Good evening.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night, 9 to 11 p.m. here in New York on the East Coast is the timing of the program. Our number is 888-340-3373. And as I said before, Kevin McCullough, my cohort in this kooky communication called Baldwin McCullough Live, he's down for the count. I infested him with some kind of a virus from one of my international journeys so I could then go ahead and finagle the usual, what we call here at Baldwin McCullough Live, the hostile takeover. I'm telling you guys, I'm really going to get it when Kevin's back and Gino calls in again. This is not going to be good. It's not going to be good. But I really appreciated all the calls tonight. Thank you to all of our listeners and all the calls tonight. You guys have been fantastic. And again, we're talking about this Ahmed Mohammed, young school student in Texas, makes a clock. Everybody thinks it's a bomb. And it's just, it's nuts. Frank's comment was brilliant. We are scared of our own shadows now, aren't we? But then again, what happens if we're not scared of our own shadow anymore? But then again, what happens if we are too scared of our own shadow more? I mean, what the heck is going on? And then, I got to tell you, I really hope, no, seriously, Kevin, please be listening to this. I really hope I can kick it with Barack one night, man. I just want him to, like, what does he do? Does he play an instrument? Does he play the piano, the president, or something? Or, you know? No, I wouldn't want to golf with him. No. That would be too painful. But wouldn't it be cool to, like, I'll smoke a cigar with him. He smokes cigars. Love to smoke a cigar with Barack. Just listen. I just would sit there for hours and just listen and just go, wow. 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 Can you imagine that? Anyway, back to the phones. You know, you got this student in Texas makes a clock, scares everybody. Let's go to Chris in Tampa, Florida. Is it still Chris?
Hey. I'm glad to be part of the hostile takeover.
Well, thanks, homie. I appreciate that. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What do you think, man? Is this just Kookieville or what?
It is. It's absolutely Kookieville. And if I can just make quick 3 points, I'll be real quick here. One, I'm not buying this whole coincidence of coordination between Zuckerberg and Obama right after this happens. The social media flares up. Call me conspiratorial, but I think there's a little something else going on behind here. It was to kind of test to see how we're going to react or is to gain sympathy for Muslims or in the country or something like that. I don't know. I don't think the kid was that stupid. They knew that making something like this. I saw a picture online with an actual bomb and this thing and the wires hanging out of it in the square box, and it's just, he had to know that this was going to create some kind of
apparently he didn't. Apparently he didn't.
Storm. Yeah, that's the story, right? Where there was he just didn't know. He's only 14 and you know, but you know how coincidental that Zuckerberg comes out so anyway, that's the first point. Second point is just that we're so over cautious now, but I think we kind of have to be. I mean, who sees a plane flying low now and doesn't go, wait a minute, what's going on? You know,
right?
It's kind of like
exactly
in our heads. So I mean, if I was at my workplace and somebody came walking in and said, hey, look, I just created this thing and it had wires hanging out, and I don't think it has to do with him being Muslim or not. If a white kid walked in there, just an American Christian-looking kid comes in, and he had something like that, I think the response would be the same. But they would want us to think that this was just an unfair attack on Muslims and the poor Muslims, and we're just treating them bad and stuff like that. And my quick third point is I saw a movie just recently with a younger Stephen Baldwin in it. It was called Six, The Mark Unleashed. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And that thing blew my mind. I showed it to my youth group, and they just loved it, man. They're like, is that one of the Baldwin brothers? I said, yeah. And they were like, wait a minute, aren't the other ones? I was like, don't even go there. But you did a fantastic job with that.
Thank you, brother. That's from my that was with me and David A.R. White now, whose company,
yes,
Pure Flicks, is soaring with God's Not Dead, all that good stuff. We just had a movie come out. Well, thank you for the call, brother. Thank you so much.
No problem. God bless you, brother.
You too, babe. I don't think I'm going to make it through the show here with any rock solid satisfaction. I mean, we're scared of our own shadow. Frank said it best. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. We will be right back after this for more of your calls and discussions. Thank you.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
See when you call.
Good evening.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you to all of you out there on Biz TV and who can see myself, Stevie B, here doing the program, The Hostile Takeover. KMC's out. Whenever he shows any sign of weakness, we just weasel on in here for the Hostile Takeover. The number is 888-340-3373. I think this is a pretty short segment here, but go ahead and throw somebody at me, Jackie, that we haven't spoken to yet, about young Ahmed Mohammed, the Texas teenager who built a strange clock. Who do we have on the line?
We have Martha from Dallas, Texas. Martha, you're on with Stephen.
Okay.
thank you. Stephen, you're doing a great job. I think I love your show and Kevin, when Kevin's there. As far as the kid in Texas that got, I live not too far from that area. I think we're overly cautious only when it's not in our town or not the school where our kid goes or, you know, I just think that, and the poor person, the poor soul named Mike that called in, I don't know what planet he's from, but, you know, if he's ever in Texas and gets in trouble, I hope that bodybuilding policeman is right there close by. I mean, he'll just hug his neck. I just can't believe that he said what he said. That's what we're faced with these days. But, you know, I do think maybe sometimes we're overly cautious, but only when it's not our town or not our school that our kids go to or, you know.
That's an excellent, Martha. I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for the call, and I agree with you. It's kind of what I was saying earlier, where, you know, and until something bad happens, everybody says, you know, hey, leave the little guy alone. You know, he was just having some fun. And this is, you know, those days are over. You know, I have friends of mine who work in some unique places. I'm told, if you can even fathom this, I'm told that through Homeland Security, FBI, CIA, all that kind of stuff, I'm told that there are 200 credible terrorist threats against the United States every single day. I mean, I'm sorry for young Ahmed, but you don't build a device that breaks the law in Texas and expect people to just pat you on the back, except for the president, Mark Zuckerberg. And they invite him and they try to encourage the kid, but without any other communication about the fact that what he did was wrong. That's the part that I can't get my brain around tonight. Go ahead and send me whoever else is on the line now, Ivan. Let's go.
This is Chris from Wiley, Texas. Chris, you're on with Steven.
Stevie B.
Chris, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Just 10 fingers, 10 toes. I'm a happy man.
That's good, buddy. Now, man, I was going to tell you, I think one of the things that's probably an interesting facet of this whole case is just the contextualization from out of state. In other words, here in DFW, there's no doubt there was a group of people who probably got up in arms a bit about these things. But I think for the most part, folks have see it for what it is. It's only whenever on a national stage something like this kind of gets extrapolated and people take it to a whole different level than what it really is all about. And I think it really just kind of speaks to the season in which we live and really where believers find themselves today in the crosshairs, because I guarantee if the shoe was on the other foot and we were talking about a person who was a Christian, you would not have these kind of invitations, and it would not have garnered this kind of attention.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point too, brother. You make an excellent point too. But I mean, what do you think though, Chris? The president tweets at the kid, "Cool right. clock, Ahmed," and then invites him to the White House.
Right, and it's unthinkable. And there again, you know, there's a gentleman who I've befriended here in Dallas who is a member of the Secret Service. As you know, we have former President Bush who's here in the DFW Metroplex. And so, you know, they have a pretty significant Secret Service detail in this region. And so even talking to this gentleman, you know, exactly the things you referred to tonight with regard to terrorist threats and, you know, sleeper cells that lurk in major American U.S. cities.
That's exactly what we're dealing with. We don't live in a day and time that we did even 20 or 30 years ago because the enemy doesn't wear identifiable uniforms, man. They blend into the crowd. And,
right.
And it's a shame with this young man that, you know, hey, yeah, sure, maybe it wasn't intended for what it was, but, you know, I was talking to a student this past week who made a sheath for a pocket knife and took the sheath to school. And, you know, they had issues at school as a result of that. So, I mean, hey, that was a sheath. That had nothing to do with anything that didn't look like a traditional clock.
Right, exactly. All right, well, thanks, Chris. Thanks for the call, brother. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I think we're coming into our last segment here next time around. So, Maria, you stay on the line because you're going to be our last call. And, boy, you know, I was going to get into Trump and the Second Amendment. Let's see if we get the phones all lit up again, guys. Trump and some of his thoughts for about the Second Amendment. Woo! That's going to be some spicy stuff coming up the next couple of weeks. But that's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. I'm going to circle back here the next couple of seconds and just mention MyPillow again. Mike Lindell, my good buddy, created this amazing pillow with an amazing interlocking fill that helps keep your neck more secure and straight while you sleep. And it allows you to sleep better. And he sold 7 million of these things. And he's doing very, very well with it. And it's a blessing for each and every one of us. So we want you to try it too. The number is 1-800-506-2641, mypillow.com, or 1-800-506-2641. The promo code is KMC or STVB. KMC or STVB. Mypillow.com. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thanks, and we'll be right back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Stay Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SAYAHNOW.com. SAYAHNOW.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I think we got one more caller. Hold on. Get to her in 1 second. We talked about MyPillow.com. Everybody go get a pillow. They're the best. And you're not sleeping right. You know it and I know it. You get, 50% off now, guys? They go to MyPillow.com, Stevie B, KMC, all that good stuff. But again, when we came up with this topic tonight to talk about the young schoolboy in Texas built a clock, looked like a bomb, freaked everybody out, it made me say to myself, I think I texted you guys when we were setting it all up. I said, boy, I sure hope we can go the whole 2 hours with this one. And apparently we did. It's Baldwin McCullough Live and KMC Feel Better. Now, who's this gal on the line? What is it, Maria?
Yes.
Maria, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. You will be the last caller of the evening. What do you think about all this situation with the kid and the clock and all of
that? We don't owe that those people an apology. I feel like the father ought to apologize to us. My understanding, he suggested the boy take the thing to the school. And we've been through a lot as Americans. The men and the people that were murdered on the American military base, and then the people that were in that, I think it was in Boston, that race that were murdered. And the people on 9/11, not to mention the other incidences that have happened at the hands of Muslims. And I feel like it's a very sensitive thing, and I feel like that father was not very sensitive to our feelings, considering that all we have been through at the hands of the Muslim people who've done these deeds. I'm not saying all Muslims are
correct,
bad, but there's been enough that's happened at the hands of Muslims. I feel like that father didn't act like he had good sense, and our president, I don't think he's got much good sense either, because I guarantee you that boy wouldn't have gone through the security checkpoint carrying that contraption he had. They would have stopped him and called him off to the side with something so suspicious. And
right.
I was just getting under my skin, acting like we ought to bow down and apologize. And I had to have my say, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it.
You got it, Maria. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I appreciated how Maria corrected herself. She said, now, I'm not saying all Muslims. And she's absolutely right. It's only radicalized Muslims, Muslims that feel as though doing bad things in the name of their religion, they're the problem. And that's a similar case in other religions as well. So we're not lumping all the Muslims into one big whole bunch. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you, Maria, for your last call. And she's right. In the wake of all that we've experienced in the not-so-distant past, I think we still need to be on our toes. If you see something, say something. And hopefully, by God's grace, everything will turn out okay. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I am a 47-year-old.
71-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.